After going through all the kinas, after saying all the special dirges and lamentations that we say on Tisha B'Av, one of the thoughts that keeps sticking in my mind is the sheer magnitude of the number of how many Jews have been murdered in the most terrible, horrific, gruesome ways throughout the centuries. You read the kinas and you see that it was during the time of the Churban and destruction of the Temple, and then there are the kinas about the Crusades, and then the kinas about the Holocaust and everything in between. You're sort of overwhelmed and almost become numb to realize what that exactly means. The death of even one person is enough to mourn for, and we do halachically mourn for 7 days, for 30 days, for a year, for the death of one person. What could we possibly do for the death of millions and millions and millions? And you know, in Kinas, there's a line that caught me today. There's a line that says, Kishkula harigosam lis abel ulis apra kisrefas besa lekena ha'ulam v'habira. The murder of Jews, of holy Jews, weighs as much, is comparable to mourn and to roll in the dust, just like the burning of God's house, just like the burning of the Beis HaMikdash, which is why on Tisha B'Av we mourn both. We mourn the destruction of the temple, and the kinas are all about the destruction of the temple and the murder of Jews and the torture and horrible, horrific murder of Jews. We talk about both in the kinas because they're shkula, because they're even. There's a young woman among those that receive this daily voice note who's actually right now learning in Israel and Eretz Yisrael in an NCSY program. A special young woman whose name is Maria, Mariah, like the Temple Mount. And she wrote me a couple of days ago after listening to what we learned about the destruction of the temple and what it means to want the temple again. She wrote, if we spend 3 weeks mourning the destruction of a building, of the Beis HaMikdash, of the house of God, but at the end of the day, it's a building, like the Gemara says, it's, you know, it's rocks. Hashem himself remains intact. The holiness didn't get destroyed. And yes, it's the conduit, as we learn, to bring God into the world. But at the end of the day, like the Gemara says, it's Eitzim Vavonim. It's a building. If we spend so much time mourning the destruction of a building, what could our response possibly be to so many lives being taken? And of course we believe that the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is what causes. The fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash is what causes the ability for so many Jews to be killed and for Jews to suffer. But how could we possibly mourn that magnitude of the amount of Jews that were killed? I don't have an answer. I certainly don't have an answer. I'm hoping, I'm assuming that Hashem has an answer. We have to believe the only way we've survived is because we believe that when Mashiach comes, somehow we'll have an answer of why so many men, women, children, babies had to starve to death, be tortured to death, be burned alive, be gassed to death. We're hoping, we believe that Hashem will give us an answer when Mashiach comes. But I kept thinking about the idea from the Holy Munkat Rebbe, from the Minchas Eluzer. We say every single day in davening, right before the Shema, the last words that many, many millions went to their death with, and many millions live their whole lives with, the words Shema Yisrael. Right before that, we say V'krav Tana Malkeinu Shimcha Gadol, which the simple explanation means, Hashem, you brought us close to your great name. V'krav Tana Malkeinu Shimcha Gadol, you brought us close to your great name. But the Minchas Eluzer said that V'krav Tana also means, you made us into korban, you made us into korbanos. You made us, Hashem, you made us, the Jewish people, into the korbanos, into the sacrifices to suffer for your great name. For some reason, Hashem, you put your essential infinite name, Yud-Kei and Vav-Hei, onto us. And whatever we do affects your holy name, Havaya. The good things we do, the bad things we do, we bring together the name Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, the four letters of Hashem's name. With our sins, we somehow cause a pagam, a missing, a destruction in your four-letter name. But that also caused that we become the karbonis. We're the sacrifices that somehow have to pay with our lives for your great name. Kerev Tonu, you made us into karbonis, l'shimcha gadol. Shimcha gadol leinu karasa, you call your great name on us. We're your people, Hashem. But that made us also into sacrifices for your great name. And these sacrifices didn't stop. There are Jews being killed to this day for being Jewish. And where else but in the Holy Land, in Eretz Yisrael. Over the past decades, there have been more Jews killed for being Jewish in Eretz Yisrael than anywhere else. A couple of weeks ago on Shabbos, I met some young women from the organization called Mishpacha Achat, One Family, children, siblings of those that were murdered from terrorist attacks in Eretz Yisrael. I met face-to-face korbanos, sacrifices for Hashem's great name. Such holy women. Because those that are left behind and suffer, they're also part of the korbanos, the sacrifices that have to suffer for Hashem's great name. And the number gets bigger, keeps getting bigger. And the only question we still have is the same question Jews have asked for generations, is Ad Masai. When is the end? When is it going to be enough? There haven't been enough korbanos. The millions and millions and millions haven't been enough sacrifices for Hashem's great name. How could Mashiach still not be here after everything? I certainly don't have an answer to that either. All I could say is that hope, that really this should be the last Tisha B'Av, that we mourn like this, that we're left with questions, the unanswered questions. We Jews are experts at living with unanswered questions, but we've graduated, we've done enough. The Lubavitch Rebbe said already 26 years ago that Mashiach has to come, the Mashiach's about to come. It's now 26 years after that. We're over 70 years after Auschwitz. All we could say is, Rabbeinu Shalom, it's really been enough. Please bring Mashiach. We should be Zoichem Yitzhak Hashem to have all our questions answered, and all the millions that were murdered should come back and dance with us in the Beis HaMikdash. We should finally understand why we had to be those sacrifices for Hashem's name. And not only understand, but rejoice in it somehow with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu.